The House will vote today on a $1.1 trillion omnibus spending bill, a hefty bipartisan proposal nearly 1,600 pages long, which keeps the government funded for the rest of the fiscal year. After a couple of weeks of backroom negotiations, Republicans shielded defense spending from a $20 billion cut. Democrats increased funding for early childhood education and other social programs. Political wins and setbacks for both parties. NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner joins us now. And David, lots of late-night reading. That's a thick brochure there. And lawmakers have had only since Monday to look into this huge thing. How close is a vote?
Well, Robin, you know, the House is set to vote on this gigantic spending bill later this afternoon, and they have had less than 48 hours to look it over since it was emailed to lawmakers on Monday night. And that's not nearly enough time to scrutinize the thousands of items that are stuffed into this bill. And it goes against Speaker Boehner's promise that when his party took control of the House 3 years ago, that they would not spring huge bills like this one and then rush them to a vote. But the fact is that government funding was due to expire at midnight tonight under the agreement that ended the October shutdown. And Congress has tacked on 3 more days of funding just to make sure the Senate has time to take up and pass this bill once the House acts. So members really have until Saturday to get this to President Obama's desk for him to sign it.
Well, and people, when we see some of the spending, people are wondering what happened. And here's a Speaker John Boehner yesterday.
Frankly, if we had time, I would like to have more time. We're in a situation where the government is, in fact, going to run out of money.
So as you said, David, it sounds as if he's saying, look, we were up against a deadline. Maybe some of our things that we wanted and our proclamations couldn't hold. But it sounds like the Republican leader didn't want to take blame for another government shutdown. Was everyone thinking that?
Well, I think that's a general consensus. I mean, if any party suffered from the effects of the shutdown, it was clearly the Republicans and the House Republicans in particular, since they were the ones who were insisting on adding provisions to the spending bill or the continuing resolution, actually, last September that would have kept the government in business, that would have reined in the implementation of Obamacare. None of that happened, but they were the ones with the black eyes after that.
Yeah. Well, so talk about all the spending. Local papers here in the Massachusetts area crowing about money for beleaguered fishermen and university research. Tell us more about those 12 separate bills.
Yeah, there were a lot of goodies packed into these 12 spending bills that are part of the bigger bill. And, you know, these bills are all worked on separately by appropriations subcommittees throughout the year. But because the House Republicans' versions of these bills have been so different from those hammered out by the Senate, where the Democrats are in charge, it's been impossible to get them approved individually and get their differences reconciled. So for the past few years, Congress has simply kept the previous spending bills in place, and therefore you wouldn't be able to get these special provisions tucked into them. Now, if you pick apart this big ball of 12 bills rolled into one, you'll find that half of them are funded at levels that are actually higher than what President Obama had requested. And the biggest winner was the Pentagon. It got spared a $20 billion automatic cut known as sequestration, and it actually got $5 billion more than it had asked for in the $85 billion that were earmarked for what's supposed to be the last year of U.S. warfighting in Afghanistan. But while the guns made out well, the butter side made up for some of the previous losses from budget cuts. Spending went up about $1 billion on Head Start and other early childhood education programs, for example, and $1 billion got added for research at the National Institutes of Health. Not enough to make up for past cuts, but still more than many had expected to see.
Sure, and more than, as we said, those against spending said they were going to allow. Well, meanwhile, the Senate is still struggling to find a way to pay for an extension of unemployment benefits. President Obama had dearly wanted this. Where are we on that?
Well, right now, I think we're stuck because two proposals from Democrats and one Republican co-sponsor got blocked yesterday in the Senate. And there really isn't time to bring this up again before Congress breaks for a week next week. And then we have President Obama coming to deliver the State of the Union at the beginning of the following week. So it may not be until the end of January before Democrats have a chance to bring this up again. They want to also bring up raising the federal minimum wage. So they're probably going to roll these two issues into one.
Yeah. And meanwhile, people are without those benefits. NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Robin.